Hey Mirror fam, and welcome to season 4, episode 8 of Mirror Star Podcasts. This New Year's special episode for you guys, and it's an amazing one today. Okay, so today I'm with Harry. So Harry, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Just relaxing and chilling. So are you ready for the first question?
Yeah.
So the first question is, are you excited for this, you know, coming new year, 2023, stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right, so what else are you excited about? Wait, my bad. I just run up the stairs and I'm quite tired. So, yeah, are you excited for this coming year?
Yeah. It looks good. It looks like it's going to be good. Might be better.
Me, I'm kind of excited, you know, like, every new year comes with like a new focus, you know, like
me,
I usually have like a yearly focus. Like this year I was just planning on like getting more organized, because 2021 and the start of 2022 was not very good for me. I was so unorganized with everything, but 2023 I'll definitely be more organized with stuff like that. So speaking of that, do you have a new year's resolution?
Not currently. How about you?
Nah, I don't really have one, except from just focusing and, you know, getting more organized. Maybe it's like relaxing a bit more, because sometimes like I'm always doing something. Like, I know it sounds odd, but I'm always doing something, like relaxing from time to time. Of course, that's, you know, it's quite nice, you know.
Yeah.
So what is the best thing that has happened in this past year? Like maybe an achievement or a goal or something like that.
The best thing. Kind of hard to think about it, really.
Okay, some time. It could be academic. It could be anything, really.
I don't know. I guess I can remember every single country in Asia.
That's actually pretty good. I could not name every single country in any continent except from North America.
North America is still hard though, because like you still got like Mexico and all that area.
Yeah. I'm decent with like countries and flags. I say I know like at least 70% or 75% of world flags, I guess. Decent. Except for maybe islands, like Norfolk Islands and stuff like that. But yeah. I know that flag, but I'm decent with flags. So, one thing for me that's been quite good this entire year is, you know, if you don't know, like, I do athletics. So, like, I'm quite sporty and stuff like that. So, I focus on, like, running and, you know, all that things with different meters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, this year, twice, I made it into athletics, which is pretty decent. It was a good goal for me. I do my bleep test basically every single term. And when I came into high school, I got like a 5.8, I think.
Nice.
No, 6.8.
You got more than me.
Wait, no, I got 6.8 on the first time.
Nice, you got more than me.
What you got on your first time?
Like 3 point something.
Oh, no, it was quite decent, because me, basically, well, the first time I did the bleep test, I was so tired. I pretended like I was doing my shoelace because I was that tired and I didn't want to show it. So the first time I got 6.8, but in my recent one that I did maybe about 2 months ago, I got 10.1.
Nice.
Which is, it was quite an improvement for me, you know, because like I didn't even think it was physically possible. But one thing I really worked on was stamina, and because I have asthma, so for me to get 10.1 while having asthma. And I worked on my stamina.
That sounds hard.
Yeah. So what is the most challenging thing that's happened in this past year? Something you've tried to overcome that was quite hard?
Just maybe like tests and that, to be honest.
All right, are you pretty good with tests? I heard you're a smart boy, set one.
Yeah.
Smart guy. That's pretty good. Me, my year doesn't have sets. But they have more of like a set one, set two, and have like a set eight.
Okay.
I'm set two. I'm in the set two class.
I mean, like, top set doesn't mean you're the smartest. You can still be, like, in other sets.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, they move you. Some people from set one, they get moved to set two. Some people from, like, set two, three get moved to set one. Depends, like, on test scores. So what's the most unexpected, like, something that was good but it happened unexpectedly happened this year? Something you didn't expect but was pretty good this year. Something that happened.
Don't remember if it was last year or this year, but, like, on my story about keeping talking about tests, but, like,
that's fine.
Like, my, what do you call it, core test in maths was, like, very bad, but my hard, like, harder test is, like, got 100% somehow.
Wow. 100%?
Yeah.
That's very good, you know. I don't think anyone in my year group has ever got, like, 100% on a harder test. That's really, really good. Oh, my. Well, you know, the harder test is more important than the core test. So as long as you did good on the harder test, you know, the core test doesn't matter as much. But wow, well done on that. So what is what was an unexpected obstacle this year? Something you may have tried to work on or something like that.
Unexpected obstacle, probably like. Let me hear yours, then I'll think of one if I.
So relating back to sports, sometimes I play football. Like, I don't want to be a footballer or anything. Like, I just play as, like, a side hobby or something like that, maybe to keep active or to do something to stay physical in some way. And I'm not the worst footballer. Like, I'm not bad. But of course there's, like, maybe skills within football I need to practice on. Like, say, like, as simple as shooting a ball. You know, I've got a lot of power on it, but it's not accurate. So I've worked on accuracy, and that's gotten better. As I said, like, stamina, that's gotten better. Bleep test score, that's gotten better. Right now I'm working on ball control. That's still on its way. That's something I'm focusing right now. But yeah, that's something. It's hard for me, but I'm, like, trying to find a way to overcome it and tackle the obstacle, basically. So what about you?
Speaking of sports, I would say, like, in football, I would say I'm a decent goalkeeper. I've got before, I never really used to, like, dive for the ball, like, and now I sort of do, and it's working out.
That's good. Okay, so pick three words to describe this past year.
Confusing, hopeful, and fun, I guess. Yeah,
that's good. I'd probably say, like, unexpected, challenging, and determined, because, like, it inspired, you know, me to do many things. I got into different things, but there was many unexpected things and stuff like that. Okay, so what were the best books you've read this year? Are you a book reader?
A little bit. I don't really like to read books, but
yeah. Don't worry. So what are some good books you've read this year?
I've read some manga. They were pretty good. There's this Star Wars book. Is still reading it, but so far it's been very good.
It's good. That's
has a good storyline.
Since high school, I've never actually read an entire book. Like, I've not had one book and read it to the end. Yeah, I've not done that at all. You know,
At your primary school, they not give you, like, books to read.
Oh, in primary school, like, one time in primary school, I was a big book reader. Like, I'd always be reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Tom Gates. Okay. There was this one time in primary school, I came in late And like on that day, it was like a school trip, so I didn't get to go. So I got put in this, I think it was like a year three or year two class, I don't know.
What year were you at that time?
I think I was in year five. No, they were a year below me, so they were in year... Wait, were they? No, I was in year four at the time, so they were in year three. And I was just... I had this Diary of a Wimpy Kid book, and I read it in literally one day. 216 pages in one day. Yeah, I was a really big Diary of a Wimpy Kid book fan.
Sounds like it.
I have a whole collection. But now, you know, I don't really read them as much because, you know, high school, you're still going to be reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So what was your biggest change from January to December of this past year? Like, what's something that's really been different?
Maybe, like, I've been matured a lot. Yeah.
Alright. So in what ways have you grown, like, maybe emotionally? Maybe it could be your mindset. For example, before you might not have a good mindset, like, you wouldn't be maybe confident in some things, but now you might have a better mindset. And you're confident, you know what you want. So, yeah, how's your mindset or ways changed emotionally and stuff like that this year?
Before, I was, like, way more emotional and, like, less confident, but I guess... I've been getting more confident in some areas.
Yeah. That's good, that's good. What was the best time of your life this year? The best moment, the best month?
Best month. Probably in October when we went on this trip for like 3 days. It was pretty fun. You'll probably go on it as well if you want to.
Give us a little story of the trip. How'd the trip go? What was the trip for? What'd you do?
So it's basically like really strict, but you know, like land day on. Instead of a part of the turn to do like rowing, scramble, which is like just climbing a waterfall, like climbing trees. It was just a very nice place.
That sounds
very fun. They had nice food as well.
That's good. I hope you enjoyed your time. Okay, so the next question is, what was the biggest thing you've learned in this past year?
Biggest thing I learned, probably like, what was the biggest thing I learned? To be honest, I don't really know. Like, maybe...
It could be, like, a lesson learned. It can be, like, maybe something that happened, like, and it could have taught you a lesson out of it. Something like that. Maybe mistakes that have now helped you grow. Something like that.
If someone says like something mean about you, don't listen to it and just keep your head up high, I guess, to be honest.
I really like that. Because like, one thing like I've always tried to remember is like, you can't let one person's opinion ruin your opinion on yourself, if you know what I mean. Like, it's just because if you're only hearing an opinion from one person, and it's always that same person every single time, maybe... And if you're not hearing it from anyone else, maybe it's something to do with the person. Maybe the person maybe needs to have a quick reality check or check whatever is going on with them, because it has to be something to do with them. Like, you are fine, however you are. Maybe it's that person needs to have a little rethink or whatever's up with them. Was 2021 a very good year for you?
I would say so, yeah.
Alright, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Let me just try to find this question. So, what wasn't good about this year for you?
Probably, like, people around me just being a nuisance, but still, like, as I said before, just keep my head up high.
That's good. It's nice that, like, you know, you're focusing on yourself and what's important to you. It's pretty good. It's pretty good school. Okay, so, let me try to find this map. So, what's a hobby you've gotten yourself into in this past year? Like a new hobby?
Playing volleyball.
Okay. Are you good at volleyball?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, getting better.
Is there like a volleyball team in your group, your year?
No, it's just like an outside club, not in school.
Oh, outside clubs. All right.
Yeah.
Is there any hobbies just volleyball?
Pardon?
Is there any other hobbies or volleyball or?
Not really.
That's good. My brother plays volleyball. He's talking to me. He always tells me about his volleyball because sometimes he goes out somewhere in town, I think, and plays volleyball. Anyways, next question is, what good or bad events or something like you remember that's happened over this past year, whether it's like, I don't know, monkeypox happened this year, anything, just something that you remember, good or bad, that's happened this year.
Getting COVID in the summer break. That is
this year's summer break.
Wait, was it this year? Yeah, this year.
Yikes. I remember one time I wasn't really feeling well. Like last year Christmas, the Christmas break was not very nice. I wasn't feeling well. I just wasn't feeling well when I had a party. Whether it was COVID or not, I was not feeling well genuinely.
At least you're better now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Better now at least. Did you achieve any goals in 2021?
In 2021, to be honest, I don't really know.
Alright. What was I gonna say? I forgot what it was. So, oh yeah, have you made any like goals right now that you're going to try complete in 2023?
Probably like learn more stuff and taste more like new food and that.
Alright, that's good. Did you make any resolutions like this year, January, for this entire year?
No, I don't really tend to make resolutions, so.
Me neither. Don't worry. I only have, like, plans in my head and stuff like that. Okay, I keep losing this question. Okay. When does the new year start for you? From January 1st or from, like, a different day? Because I think some people around the world, they have it, like, different. I think Australia has a different, China has a different, many different places have a different. I'm not sure about Australia, but not other places have a different.
Yeah, it's like January 1st.
Alright. What do you usually do on the New Year's Day? Do anything special, fireworks, go outside, a meal, or is there anything specific you do on New Year's?
We have a meal, and this year we're gonna like just do some fireworks, I guess.
All right. Me on a New Year's Day, I just stay at home, watch TV, and live my normal, casual, usual life. I don't do anything special. I usually just, because I'm lazy. I'm very, very, well, I'm not lazy. I'm just a lot of the time tired. Okay. Tired, but not lazy.
Okay.
Do you usually do like a family celebration or like a something with your friends over New Year's?
Yeah, we, like I said, we just like go out or maybe even like make some food and that.
All right, that's good. Inside. That's good. Do you have any special foods with that have some significance towards New Year's, relating to New Year's, any New Year's type of foods?
No, not really. How about you?
Where I'm from? No, I don't think so. No, I don't have any foods that are relating to New Year's or anything like that.
Okay.
Let me try to find it. Because the layout of these questions, it's not like usual. Okay, so what do you intend on doing differently next year?
Probably just like be more social with some other people that I haven't been social with at all, I guess.
All right, it's pretty good. That's pretty good. Intend on doing different. I feel like. I don't actually know why I intend on doing differently. Maybe, you know, my acts towards some things, like, I don't know, like, I don't even know, like, there's no, I don't know, I can't really think of one. Maybe I'll think of one later. But, what is the biggest challenge facing humanity this year, this past year, that the world has maybe suffered from? Could be maybe wars, viruses, just something, like, it could be hunger, many different things. What's a big challenge facing humanity over this past year?
Well, like, we all know about the war in Ukraine. What else? The heat wave that happened in the summer. What else happened? Obviously, COVID. So
do you think COVID has died down this year, like not as much people getting it?
I guess yes, but just because it died down doesn't mean you still shouldn't take any precautions.
It has improved, but I feel like, of course, you know, a disease is never really 100% gone. Like, of course, with COVID, that's only been, 2 years where it's, you know, being popularized. But, yeah, COVID is still out there. Of course, take precautions. And, of course, just because, you know, not as much people don't get it, it doesn't mean it's still not out there.
Yeah.
Do you have a good feeling about next year?
You always have to look for positives and that, but still, I think it might be just the same, to be honest.
Yeah, fair. Which year has been the best year of your life?
I'll say, maybe 2021. Because even though we have COVID, there's a lot of things that were fun that year.
Alright, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. For me, I'd probably say maybe around 2017, 2018. Because, back, it was just life, it seemed so colorful. It sounds odd, but now things just seem a bit plain, a bit boring, a bit like the same thing. But back then, before, it was colorful, it was bright, it's hard to explain, but it just seemed different, and it seemed more lively, more, I don't know, a new thing every day, basically, just enjoying Can you make any predictions about this upcoming year? Like, what significant events will happen? What products or companies will be successful? What trends or fashions will be popular? Something you have in mind that might happen next year.
So, any predictions? Let's see. See if I can make one on the spot. Sorry, no, not that I can really think of.
Yeah, I can't really think of any. I'll think of maybe some things that have happened this year. For example, Crocs. People started actually wearing Crocs.
I guess.
Oh, no, what else? TikTok, I guess. People, you know, have their TikTok trends. Dancing isn't really a thing on TikTok anymore. You know, there's YouTube Shorts. I don't know. There's many different, like, maybe pop culture related stuff. I don't know. Okay. So, that's it for the other questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was speaking to Marvin with planning this podcast, and I suggested you. And then he knows that the podcast is relating to New Year's.
Yeah.
And then Marvin told me that it'd be a very good idea because you're Chinese. You're Chinese, right?
Yeah.
So do you celebrate Chinese New Year?
Yeah, I do.
All right, that is very good. Because I've got, last night, I planned out some Chinese New Year questions.
Okay.
I know you're Chinese. Because me and Marvin don't know very much about it. And it'd be nice, you know, for you to share culture, share where you're from, and stuff like that. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you know how long, like, Chinese New Year lasts?
I mean, sometimes it's, like, different every year and all that, so... yeah.
Alright, so, like, how do Chinese people celebrate, like, a Chinese New Year celebration?
So, like, so we have this festival with, like, some people are, like, in a lion costume, like, dancing, and people, like, so they hold this, like, big dragon up in the air, and they, like, make it chase a ball. I don't know what, to be honest, I don't even know what the ball is representing, but still, it's, like, chasing a ball.
Alright, have you seen any of these, like, parades in real life?
Yeah. Chinatown, like, before COVID.
Oh. Like, the Chinatown in town, right?
Yeah.
Alright. So what do people eat during Chinese New Year?
What do they eat? I mean, like, to be honest, they would eat anything they want, really. It's just like any other day with food.
Alright. Why is red the color of Chinese New Year? Like, does it symbolize anything? Does it represent anything? Anything like that?
Probably for luck or strength for the new year.
Alright, that's good. Is fortune cookies, like, part of Chinese culture?
Some places, I guess so.
Like, do people who live in China, do they, like, get fortune cookies, like, to maybe help predict for their fortune for the upcoming year? Do they do that?
I mean, some people do if they wanted to, but yeah. Like,
all right.
Only some.
So why do Chinese people set off firecrackers for Chinese New Year?
Probably, like, for the traditional, like, to ward off, like, bad spirits, maybe, probably.
All right. And
some stuff I do not know a lot, so.
It's calm. Okay. So, those were the questions. I didn't get to plan out that much questions because I only planned them out last night. But
okay.
I've got a quiz for you. You know, I don't know much about Chinese New Year, and I want to see what you know about Chinese New Year. So, I got this like trivia, whatever it is, thing, and I'm gonna ask you some questions relating to Chinese New Year, and you answer, I'll tell you the answer, and I'm basically giving you some knowledge, I guess, from Google. All right. So the first question is, do the Chinese still use the old lunar calendar to determine dates of festivals?
Yes, I'm pretty sure yes.
That is correct. What thing determines the start of the Chinese New Year?
What are the options?
Sadly, there are no options. Maybe not trivia, but questions.
Oh.
You feel scammed.
Okay. Crap. I do not even know.
Alright, so you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, the answer is new moon on first day of New Year. So the new moon is what determines the start of Chinese New Year. Okay, so name the festival that is celebrated after Chinese New Year.
What is it now? Lantern Festival?
Correct.
Okay.
Name the animal which is not actually an animal on the Chinese zodiac. That's probably hard. Just
like a random animal.
Yeah, which is not actually an animal on the Chinese zodiac.
Okay.
Actually, no. I think there's a specific answer for this one. Hint, it's a type of bird.
I'm guessing crane, if that's the bird.
No, the answer is hawk.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so name something that is widely celebrated at Chinese New Year time.
Widely celebrated.
Family something.
Family.
And let me give you a hint. It's something you wear to school every day. Family something. And the something is something you wear to school every day.
Uniform.
Not uniform. Oh. A piece of uniform.
Wait, can you repeat what you just said, please?
The question.
No, the clue.
Alright, so family something, and the hint to something is maybe something you'd wear to school every day, like a piece of uniform.
Family, okay.
For example, family shirt would not make sense.
Yeah. I kind of give up, to be honest.
The answer is family ties.
Oh, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, family ties. Name something important in the preparation of Chinese New Year.
Important? Lanterns?
No. I'll give you some more guesses.
What's important in preparation? Can't be lanterns, so... Preparation. I gotta give up with that one as well. Sorry.
All right. The answer was cleaning the house. So before Chinese celebrations, to prepare, they cleaned the house.
Yeah.
In 2002, according to the Chinese calendar, which animal belonged to this year?
So 2021 was the arc. So, wait, what year?
2002.
What was it? So the arc then. So it would be the ox, then the rat, then the pig, then the dog, then the rooster, then the monkey, then the goat, then the horse. I mean, the horse would be in 2014. So the horse, 2012. So I'm guessing the horse.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, it was the horse.
Yeah, that's good.
What is the alternate name of Chinese New Year?
Lunar Festival.
Incorrect. Wait.
Oh, Lunar New Year. That's what I meant. Correct.
Hint the... I think it could work out. I'll know. It's one of the options, yes. What is the name of the festival celebrated on the day of the Chinese New Year?
What's the name of the festival?
Yep. Celebrated on Chinese New Year.
Festival. Okay, I do not know.
The answer was the Festival of Lanterns.
Serious.
Okay.
Instead of for one question, it says it was after Chinese New Year. Okay.
Oh. According to Chinese legend, name the color which has the ability to keep bad luck and evil spirits away.
Red.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next question is, name the fruit that represents luck and prosperity and usually hand out for the Chinese New Year celebration.
Luck and prosperity.
The answer is a fruit.
Just could take a wild guess and say peach, I guess.
Incorrect. Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, the answer was tangerines.
Okay.
What are the highlights of the Lantern Festival? Hint, the answer is a animal that's usually fictional.
Dragon, I'm guessing.
Correct. To which season the New Year is associated with? So, like, when does it usually happen? Like, what season, I think?
Spring.
Correct. Is the Chinese calendar based off the lunisolar?
Pardon?
Is the Chinese calendar based on lunisolar? Yes or no?
Yes.
Correct. From which religions do Chinese customs are derived from? There's three answers.
What religion?
I'll let you say one. Yeah, which religion do Chinese customs come from?
Buddhism.
Yeah. You want to say the other two or should I tell you the answers?
Let me try. So we've got Buddhism. That's all I know, to be honest.
Alright, so the answers were Buddhism, Taoism, and folk religions. So at least you got one of the three correct, which is pretty good. What is considered a bit of bad luck during the Chinese New Year?
What's considered bad luck?
There you go.
I do not know, to be honest.
All right, the answer was, let me find it. The answer was break a bowl. I think even maybe breaking a bowl, but yeah, that's bad luck. And oh. I'll ask you three more questions on this one, and then I'll head to an actual trivia one with multiple choice. Which god is sent to heaven to prepare for Chinese New Year?
Bro, I do not know this one. I'm sorry.
I'll give you a hint.
I do not know about the gods.
I'll give you a hint for this one. So, it says the something god, and the something is a room you'd have in your house. So, the something you'd have in your house, god.
Okay. Prepare for. Yeah, I have no clue.
Can I tell you the answer?
Sure.
The answer was the kitchen god. That's okay. What I meant by something like a room in your house. Okay, I'll ask you one more question on this one. Name something that people put in red envelopes and hand over to children on Chinese New Year.
Like they put on it.
Let me see. Something they'd give children, a red envelope. Hint, economics.
Pardon?
Hint is economics. Something relating to economics.
Money.
Correct, the answer is money. Okay, so now I'm actually going to head to an actual trivia one with multiple choice question, and I'll tell you how much you got right at the end. Okay. No, I'll tell you which ones you got right after you answer the question. Okay. So the first question is, how many days do Chinese New Year last? Celebrations last? 14, 15, 16, or 17? Either 14, 15, 16, or 17.
15.
Correct.
Okay.
The answer was 15.
Okay.
How is the date that Chinese New Year falls is chosen? I told you this before, but just check if you remember. It follows a set pattern year over year. It's based on the lunar calendar. The Chinese Communist Party selects the day, or the Taoist priests decide.
Wait, can you say the options again, please?
It follows a set pattern year over year. It's based on the lunar calendar. The Chinese Communist Party selects the day, or Taoist presidents decide.
Lunar calendar.
What did you say?
Lunar calendar.
You are correct. Chinese New Year is usually referred to in China as the festival of which season? Spring, summer, autumn, or winter?
Spring.
Correct. How many animals make up the Chinese zodiac? 8?
12.
Oh. 12. Okay, you know your knowledge. Yeah, correct. Okay, where is it again? Hold on.
Sorry about that.
No, well done. No, correct. Okay. In what color envelopes are gifts of money usually given at New Year? Blue, green, red, or yellow?
Red.
Correct. Which of the following is considered bad luck on Chinese New Year's Day? Eating porridge, washing your hair, knitting, or all of the above?
Wait, can you say the options again?
Eating porridge, washing your hair, knitting, and all of the above.
Is it all of the above?
It's not actually telling the answer for that question, but I think you're right. Maybe it did say the answer, but yeah, okay. I don't know. Question 7: which of the following countries does not celebrate Chinese New Year, more widely known as Lunar New Year? Japan, Korea, Malaysia, and Vietnam, or you know.
Japan.
Correct. Question 8 says, legend says that the Chinese New Year celebration. Legend says that the Chinese New Year celebrations ward off the monster Nian, who would otherwise prey on men and livestock. What part of the celebrations are said to scare Nian away? The options are monetary gifts, house cleaning, fireworks, or drinking plum brandy.
Fireworks, I'm guessing.
Correct. What takes place on the 15th day of the New Year celebrations? The possible answers are Lantern Festival, Double Seven Festival, Tomb Sweeping Festival, or Dragon Boat Festival.
Lantern Festival, I'm guessing.
You are correct.
Okay.
This next question says, which of the following foods associated with Chinese New Year is not actually Chinese in origin? Your options are dumplings, spring rolls, and fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies, I'm pretty sure.
That is correct. The leaves of which plant are used in spring cleaning during New Year's to ward off evil spirits? Your options are bamboo, evergreen, pali, or anthurium.
Guessing bamboo.
You are correct. The next question. The image of which Chinese deity is burned during the New Year celebrations to bring about renewal? The possible answers are fire god, kitchen god, door god, or wealth god.
Can you repeat the question, please?
The image of which Chinese deity is burned during the New Year celebrations to bring about renewal? Do you want me to repeat the answers?
No, sorry. Guessing kitchen god, I guess.
You are correct. The Chinese were the first in history to invent fireworks and use them in their celebrations. In what century were they created? Your possible answers are 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th.
I'm guessing 10th.
You are incorrect.
No. Okay.
The answer was 12th.
Okay.
Okay. I think this is the last question of this trivia, and I've got one more, and that's the end. Which of the following games is commonly played amongst families over Chinese New Year? Mahjong, Shogi, Go, or Renju?
Oh, I don't pretty sure I know what it is, but I don't know the name of it. Guessing Mahjong.
You are correct. So I think you got like about 14 out of 15. You know, you're pretty good, you know. Actually, no, I asked you about 12 questions. So I'd say you got like 11 out of 12.
Okay.
So well done on that. Me, this podcast is teaching me something, you know. Okay, so the last little website question thing I've got for you. Let me get that up. Okay, I've got that up. Let's get that pasted. Okay, this one's not trivia. This one's just some questions, but yeah, there's only about, I don't know how much questions there are. But anyways, first question is, I've already asked you this, but I'll ask you again. What gift do children usually receive on Chinese New Year?
Pardon?
What gift do children usually receive on Chinese New Year?
Money.
Correct. How is the gift of money usually received?
Red envelope.
Correct. What is the most famous festival food eaten during the Chinese New Year?
I guess dumplings.
Correct. Why are the money envelopes red?
To ward off, bring luck.
To what?
Bring luck, I guess.
Correct. Why is the money received on the Chinese New Year never to be associated with the number 4?
Because the number 4 sounds like death if you...
You are correct. Before Chinese New Year, you can clean your home to get rid of what?
Spirits, I guess.
Bad luck. Correct. Same thing. It's same thing, don't worry. What lights up the sky at midnight on the Chinese New Year?
Fireworks.
Correct. Which fruit means for luck and success in Chinese?
Tangerine.
Correct. How long does the Chinese New Year celebrations last?
15.
Correct. What date is the Chinese New Year in 2022?
Oh, my goodness.
These questions are getting harder now.
Right. Is it January or February? Does it say or?
February.
February 12th.
Incorrect. Shall I tell you the answer?
Okay.
The answer was Tuesday, the 1st of February.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
The Chinese New Year is also known as the Winter Festival. True or false?
False.
Correct. The Chinese New Year ends with what festival?
Lantern Festival.
Correct. How is the date of the Chinese New Year worked out?
The lunar calendar.
Correct. New moon / lunar cycle. You are correct. What are the 5 Chinese blessings also known as?
Okay. I do not know the answer for this one.
Did I tell you it?
Yeah, sure.
The answer is either the 5 happinesses or 5 good fortunes.
Okay.
Chinese New Year uses the largest amount of fireworks on the planet. True or false?
True.
You are correct.
Okay.
Black and white is worn to represent luck. True or false?
Black, false.
You are correct. Chinese New Year falls on a different day each year. True or false?
True.
You are correct. 1/4 of the world's population celebrates the Chinese New Year. True or false? Or 1/4?
True.
You are correct. washing your hair and clothes is a washing your hair and clothes is a must on the first day of the lunar year. True or false?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Washing your hair and clothes is a must on the first day of the lunar year. True or false?
True.
You are incorrect. The answer is false. So you don't have to wash your hair and clothes on the first day of the lunar year. Okay, round three. How many animals are in there in the Chinese zodiac?
Pardon?
How many animals are in the Chinese zodiac?
12.
How are the 12 zodiac animals chosen?
By a race.
Correct. Which animal came first in the zodiac race?
Rat.
Correct. Which animal came second in the zodiac race?
The ox.
You are correct. Which animal came third in the zodiac race?
The tiger.
Which animal came fourth in the zodiac race?
Came fourth. Dragon?
Incorrect. Do you want another guess?
Sure.
The fourth in the zodiac race.
I don't know.
The answer was the rabbit.
Okay.
Who came fifth in the zodiac race?
Dragon.
Correct. Who came? Which animal came sixth in the animal race? Zodiac race. What's that?
The horse.
Incorrect. Do you want another guess?
No thanks.
All right. The answer was snake.
Oh.
The last two questions of this round thing. Which animal came seventh in the zodiac race?
They sure now it's the horse.
Yeah, the horse. Yeah. Correct. Which animal came eighth in the zodiac race?
The sheep or goat? Sheep or goat? It's
ram.
The same thing, please.
Yeah, the ram answer is ram.
The same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Okay. Round four of this question thing. Let me scroll up. Which animal? There's more. Which animal came ninth in the zodiac race?
Monkey.
Correct. Which animal came 10th in the zodiac race?
Rooster.
Correct. Which animal came 11th in the zodiac race?
Dog.
Correct. And which animal came 12th in the zodiac race?
Pig.
Correct. You know your knowledge, you know your stuff. Which animal finished the race last and would not be part of the Chinese zodiac?
Cats.
Correct. Which animal is assigned to the year 2022?
Tiger.
Correct. On the 11th day of the Chinese New Year, fathers traditionally invite who to dinner?
Are there options?
No, but I could give you a hint.
Okay, can you?
Relating to marriage.
A daughter-in-law, I guess, or son-in-law.
Son-in-laws.
Okay.
On the first day of the Chinese New Year, which family member? On the first day of the Chinese New Year.
Can I just go somewhere real quick?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Oof. On the first day. Okay, so for everyone watching, remember to follow the podcast. That's a little hint. And remember that I have a YouTube channel, which is called Mirastar YT. MIRASTAR YT. Because I don't really promote my YouTube channel on the podcast. I rarely ever do that. But this is your little reminder. Go check it out. You know, new year, new subscribers, if you know what I mean. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. You know, it's helpful. I support it. It's nice and it's good. And, you know, let me know how you guys' this year is going. And I'm going to drink my water. I personally think this podcast episode is going pretty good. Are you guys enjoying? In fact, guys, enjoy the background music for like 1 minute. Actually, in fact, guys, enjoy my humming. Okay, so, guys, if you've been listening to the podcast so far, I want to see what you've learned from this podcast. So, if you've learned anything related to Chinese New Year, let me know. Because me, this podcast, I know literally, before this, I literally knew basically nothing about Chinese New Year. But this podcast, you know, has taught me bits about Chinese New Year, that there's 12 animals in the zodiac. That it's called the Chinese zodiac. This 2022 with the tiger. What else have I learned? There's something called the kitchen god. The most eaten food is dumplings. Chinese use the most fireworks in a celebration. One quarter of the world celebrated. This, I've learned a lot. I don't know about you guys, but me personally, I've learned a lot from this. Oh my. Like, it's just pretty good to see that I've learned quite a lot from this. And it's not just a podcast, you know, I'm learning at least from it. It's not just me waffling and asking people questions without knowing the answers to myself. Because, you know, I like to be diverse, you know. Because learning about only New Year's, it's quite, because I did that like last year, you know. Knowing that I'm going to do a podcast with someone who has quite an interesting culture, especially when it comes to Chinese New Year, it's pretty good. Okay, so we are now back on track. And next question is, on the first day of the Chinese New Year, which family members are usually visited? Harry.
Sorry, didn't realize I was on mute there.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
The grandparents?
Yeah. Elder families elder family members to pay respect. So yeah, that works. The second day of the Chinese New Year is considered the birthday of which animal?
Can you repeat the question, please?
The second day of the Chinese New Year is considered the birthday of which animal?
Birthday of which animal? Okay. Can you, are you able to give me a hint?
They are a... what type of animal can I say? But you can still hear me, right? Alright, a hint. Okay. Let's say they are they could be a pet. Type of pet. Well, really anything could be a pet. But what, like, someone would see more as a pet.
Oh, okay. A dog?
Yeah, that's the answer. So the answer is all dogs.
Okay.
Okay, next question is, on the fourth day of the Chinese New Year, which god is welcomed back into people's home?
I don't know.
This is the answer to some of the other questions.
So can you repeat the question again?
On the fourth day of the Chinese New Year, which god is welcomed back into people's homes? The something god. Let me know if you need a hint.
Can I have a hint, please?
Alright, so the something god. And let's say the something is a room you have in your house.
Oh, the kitchen god.
Correct. Okay, so round 5, which is the last round. Like 10 more questions. Mm-hmm. What is the fifth day of the Chinese New Year traditionally known as?
Fifth day of the Chinese New Year.
I don't know if that's the answer, but it says the answer is breaking the fifth. That's, I don't know. I think the question was, what is the fifth day of the Chinese New Year traditionally known as? And then it says the answer is breaking the fifth. I don't know. Okay, why is the sixth day good for those who are 12 that year?
I don't know, sir.
I'm gonna give you a hint. Multiples, stuff like that. 12 and 6.
I don't know.
Should I tell you the answer?
Yeah.
Extremely popular as 12 is a multiple of 6. That's why it's good on the 6th day for people who are 12 years old. Why is the 7th day known as Human Day?
Yet again, I do not know.
The answer is, it's the birthday of all common people. So I think this is the hardest round of all of them. The last questions are harder. So my bad. On the 8th day, what are the Hokkien Chinese busy doing for the Jade Emperor's birthday? Hint, it's something you prepare maybe before a big day.
Cleaning?
Not cleaning. I have another guess. It's a life resource. It's a life resource.
Food.
Yeah. So the answer is preparing food and incense. Question 5. To give the body and stomach a break from the rich food, what is traditionally eaten on the 13th day?
I do not know this one.
I'm going to give you a hint. Corn. People who eat corn, what are they?
People who eat... what? Sorry?
Corn. Do you know what corn is?
Yeah.
Yeah, people who eat corn, what type of people are they?
Vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah, the answer was vegetarian. So to give the body a stomach, to give the body and stomach a break from rich food, they eat vegetarian foods.
Okay.
Question six. What day in the celebrations is known as the First Night Festival?
Wait, can you repeat?
What day in the celebrations is known as the First Night Festival? So it's, the answer is a number. So day something, like day number.
What day? We'll just guess eight.
Incorrect. The answer was 15.
Okay.
Day 15. Question eight. Let's go to question eight. Popular in Hong Kong and Macau, which two animal dances are seen on New Year's Day?
Which two animals?
Yeah.
So a lion.
A lion.
Dragon.
Correct. In which dynasty, 1600s to 1046 BC, did the Chinese New Year originate? Which dynasty?
The Han Dynasty.
The what dynasty?
Han.
Yeah, correct. The festive cake Fa Gao symbolizes what?
I do not know.
That's actually relating to economics, but the answer is not money.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, the answer was wealth.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's all the questions I've got planned today, okay. Including the trivias and all of that type of stuff. So, at the end of every podcast, there's a quote. And all of these quotes are made by me, you know, Mr. Poet. Okay. Why not? So the quote for this season is... No, not this season. This episode is... 2023 will be the year for you and me. That's the quote for season 4, episode 8 of Mr. Podcast. Oh, actually, no, let me repeat it for the ones in the back. So, 2023 will be the year for you and me. So, yeah. How was this episode for you?
Pardon?
How was this episode for you?
It was fun. It was fun.
You know, I feel like I learned a lot from this because, you know, I literally knew basically nothing about this. Now I know a lot. I know there's 12 zodiac, right? 12 animals in the animal zodiac. I found out that dumplings is the most eaten food. Chinese people use fireworks the most for their celebrations. One quarter of the world celebrate Chinese New Year. Like, I learned a lot just from this, just over an hour. Did you learn anything from this?
Yeah.
Because I remember at first, like, some of the questions you didn't know the answer to. And then some of them, they were kind of like repeated questions. For example, the kitchen god, like the number 15, stuff like that. So, you know, me and you did learn a lot from this. But yeah, thank you for those who are watching the podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Yeah, see you.